Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, October the 10th, 2022. Your host tonight, I am Evans Zininga in Washington, D.C., standing in for my colleague, Ntungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the International Day of the Girl Child, a day that's recognized annually on October 11th. The day aims to empower girls and amplify their voices. And according to UNICEF, girls around this world continue to face unprecedented challenges to their education, their physical and mental wellness, and the protections needed for a life without violence. The world's 600 million adolescent girls have shown time and time again that given the skills and the opportunities, they can be the change makers driving progress in their communities. Nasi muchirongwa chevechidiki tiri kutarisa kucherechedza kwezuva remwanasikana re the International Day of the Girl Child, IDG. Iye nasi riri gore rechigumi kubva pakatanga kucherechedzwa zuva remwanasikana pasi rose nesangano reUnited Nations. Kuine zvizhinji zvinobata vanasikana, kusanganisirawo mitemo yenyika, tsika nemagariro, mikana uye matambudziko avanosangana nawo. Tsvakurudzo dzeUnited Nations dzinoti pamaminitsi gumi ega ega, mwanasikana mumwe chete pasi rino ari kufa nechikonzero chemhirizhonga munharaunda dzavagere. United Nations inotiwo mumwe chete pavatatu vega vega anombunyikidzwa. Vanasikana vasati vabvezera vanomanikidzwa kuroorwa nekuita zvebonde nevanhu vakuru. Vanasikana vachiri kukura vanosvika mamiriyoni mazana matanhatu vanonzi vakawana mikana yekudzidza nerutsigiro mune unyanzvi hwemararamiro avo, vanogona kuita zvinhu zvakakura mukuvandudza upenyu hwavo. So today we are going to start our show with a report filed by Voice of America's Columbus Mavunga. Let's check it out.
This 16-year-old says she has been working as a vendor since her mother died 2 years ago, forcing her to drop out of school. She lives with her 22-year-old sister and earns about $5 a day from her sales.
I do not want to sell stuff here, but I felt I could not force my dad to pay my school fees as he is no longer employed. He is even failing to pay fees for my 12-year-old brother, which I am now doing. I hope my brother makes it in life.
Zimbabwe's Health and Child Welfare Minister, Obadiah Moyo, says the government is working with organizations like UNICEF and charities like Childline to help poor children. Childline says it has seen more children being forced to work as Zimbabwe's economy deteriorates.
But now with the economic challenge, you can imagine in one community where a child has to go and sell maputi, for instance, and they don't bring back any income because nobody bought from them. Then the parent will then reward those who sold with food, and the one who didn't sell, because you didn't bring any money home, so how do you expect to eat? So we're now engaging with parents that you shouldn't punish children by withdrawing food.
In Zimbabwe now, fewer children are able to go to school. Many are like this young girl who has to work to help support her 12-year-old brother and her unemployed father. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare.
And now to kick off our discussion today, we have live in our studios today a Zimbabwean human rights activist and a former international model, Miss Abigail Juru. She is in the USA on a business trip, and we welcome you to the program.
Thank you very much.
We also have a human rights lawyer now based in Belgium, Miss Ruwazano Makumbe, online. I hope you can hear us loud and clear. Miss Makumbe, welcome to the show.
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Great. Right. We're going to start with you, Ms. Juru. And you are here in the USA and you are speaking the girl child language. Why the girl child? Why now are we not leaving the boy child out of this discussion?
We are not leaving the boy child out of this discussion, but we are trying to make awareness of the girl child and the problems that the girl child is facing. So we are trying to make people aware of what is going around in Africa as well as in Europe.
Mm. You mentioned Europe. That brings me to a very interesting angle. Maybe I should jump to you right there, Ms. Makumbe. She just dropped Europe and you immediately come to my head. If you can hear me, let's have you give us a little bite into how things are looking out there. I know you're in Belgium, and definitely we would like to get an idea of how things are. Is the girl child in Europe facing the same challenges as the girl child in Africa today?
I think it would be unfair for me to try and compare challenges that girls are facing in different parts of the world, because as we all know, when looking at these issues, context is very important. So much of the problems that are highlighted, okay, for example, by UNICEF and by the United Nations are prevalent in all regions. Issues to do with child marriages, issues to do with lack of access to education and sexual reproductive health services. This is common whether in Europe or in Africa. So we cannot compare and say who's facing the most significant challenges. Our girls are facing challenges, and that's all that's important for us to look at and for us to start forging ways on how we can make the situation better for them, but not only for them, but excluding them from the conversation, but include them and have them speak up and indicate what they want from policymakers, from governments, and from civil society partners.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I will hold it right there. Let's come back to Ms. Juru. So, Ms. Juru, tell us a little bit more. What is going on in Africa? What are the most challenges the girl child is facing in Zimbabwe, in South Africa, anywhere in Africa?
Well, the girl child is facing problems, especially education-wise, and also gender-based violence. The girl child is also facing child marriages. We have problems with child marriages. So we want to make people aware of this, that the girl child should be able to be empowered to know that they are not forced to be married or to be forced into marriage, especially in religious sectors. That's where this problem is happening mostly. The girl child is being forced to get married at 12 years old. Mm. So we are really trying to fight this. So that is what we are basically fighting for.
Hmm. Interesting. Did you hear that there, Ms. Makumbe? She mentions issues to do with the religious impact on the girl child. I'm not sure if this is also happening out there in Europe. What's your take on that?
It certainly is happening. We remember that a few years ago we had challenges relating to Islamic religion in France, but also in other European countries. So we see this happening all around the world, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia. There are tendencies for people to pick out religious practices that violate girls' rights. And when we think about this, it's quite significant, because UNICEF highlights that in about 31 countries, there was a survey that was conducted, a study, and it showed that 34% of adolescent girls aged between 15 to 19 today are, for example, being subjected to female genital mutilation. Of course, this might not be religion-based, but it's also cultural-based. It's a result of harmful cultural practices. So we certainly see this going on, be it religion-based or be it culture-focused. We have challenges that are targeted targeting girls particularly.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we move on and bring on other guests on the show, I'm going to throw another question at you, Ms. Makumbe. Being a human rights defender that you are, what do you think needs to be done as we celebrate and commemorate the girl child today? What do you think needs to be done in this world to change the narrative and rewrite the girl child story?
Okay, so when we think of today, we also have to take into account that today is the 10th anniversary of the International Day of the Girl. So we have had 10 years to work towards changing the narrative on girls' rights. And I think today is important because it's a chance for everyone to take stock. So particularly governments, policymakers, international organizations, and civil society to take stock of the last 10 years. In terms of what we should do moving forward, I think it should be informed by what we have been doing in the last 10 years. We have seen significant change, and one of the changes that we have alluded to is how girls have strengthened their agency and how girls have slowly become empowered in terms of being the change they want to see, in terms of holding those in power accountable. So I think when we are strategizing today on what we need to do, for example, in the future or in the next 10 years, we need to take into account that. So, for example, the situation in Zimbabwe, where we have civil society organizations doing incredible work in terms of pushing for girls' rights. Of course, we still have a long way to go, but so much change has been seen. We have seen the Constitutional Court's decision of in child marriages. We have seen the Marriage Act, which criminalizes child marriage. So those are significant steps that we are taking. And as we move forward, I think we need to look at today's theme, which is our time is now, our rights, our future. We need to take that into consideration and realize that investment is very important in the girl child. So we need more resources to be put into services to support girls, more resources to be put into programs that empower the girl child.
Oh my, you are a preacher in this ministry, huh? I would really love to thank you very much for joining us today on the show, Ms. Makumbe. She is a human rights defender based in Belgium, in Europe. Thank you very much for coming on the show tonight. And Ms. Juru, before I come back to you, we're going to check if our next Skype guest is available and ready to go. All right, we hear our next guest is available, Ms. Beatrice Salajge. She is the Executive Director of Roots. Roots is an NGO in Zimbabwe, and she is joining us via Skype in UK. Are you there, Ms. Salajge? Can you hear us loud and clear?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much for inviting me to the show.
Thank you very much. It's always our pleasure. We know you do a lot of work in relation to the girl child and in issues to do with all this. Let's throw you under the bus immediately and ask for your take on the girl child matter today. Is this movement being magnified enough globally?
Definitely. I think the movement is being magnified globally. And also thankful to this day that seeks to, you know, make the issues that girls that are affecting girls visible. But not only speaking about challenges, it's also a day of celebration and recognizing the agency that girls have all over the world. Speak of the Malalas of this world. Speak of Vanessa Nekate, who was an environmental activist from Africa. So indeed, I feel there is enough effort, though we could do more, that's happening in terms of making girls a priority, making sure that their issues are heard, their issues are put into government policies, and that opportunities are given to girls.
Munotaura Nyaya Ze Roots, we will come back to you on that. It's a very interesting subject. Nai Muzare Juru, munoona here mise kuti hurumende dzeku Zimbabwe dzekunana Africa dzikwa munhu kugara uko dziri kuita zvakakwana mukuedza kubatsiridza upenyu hwemwana sikana wanasi?
What I think is they are trying, but it's not enough. That is the problem. It's not enough. What they are doing is not enough. They should be more focused in the rural areas as well, because educating the girl child in the towns is not the same as educating a girl child in the rural areas. So They are not doing enough. That's what I would say.
Okay. We'll hold it right there. I hope Madam Sarajge. Oh. Okay. Are you still there, Ms. Sarajge? Ndaita ungenda kushaiwa yapo.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. I was going to jump to say roots. Isusu kumusha kwedu tunoti kurutsu kakumapfanya kumusha uko. Imimi sesangano rerutsu. Zvii zvamuri kuitawo kumamisha uko kune hanzvadzi dzedu nevamwewo vazvikuru naanani vari kwakapararira uko vari kutambura nekutatarika vari kushaya kuti vodiwo sevasikana vechidiki kuti vayamurike.
Ndotenda chose nemubvunzo wenyu. Isu sesangano rerutsu tinoshanda mumaruwa mumafarming communities. Nevasikana, nemacommunities vabereki madzishe kuvano vakuru vezvitendero to address the issues that girls are facing. So I'll give you an example of the constitutional court case that Luazana Makumbe spoke about. It's one of the cases that we did a strategic litigation case with Rulimbo Topodzi and Loveness Muzuru pushing the issues of child marriage. We were working with Rulimbo and Loveness and managed to work with the likes of Tendai Biti and Veritas to push that case to the constitutional court, and it led to the ban of child marriages in Zimbabwe. So some of the work that we do in the communities is we do what we call girls clubs or nanga, where we bring together girls, and these girls clubs, we hold them monthly, and it becomes a safe space for girls to talk about their issues. But we also help as an organization in that it becomes a space where there's early detection of issues of violence. Sometimes the girls that come to our clubs are not able to speak to their parents about the abuse that they're facing within the homes. So when they come to the clubs, our counselors are able to, you know, talk to them and identify such issues. Then we take the necessary steps to make sure that they are supported to get justice and are supported maybe to reintegrate in the community. We also have a safe shelter. I think it's one of the key things that we managed to do as an intervention during COVID. We saw the spikes in the cases of domestic violence that were happening, and a lot of girls that were married off during the COVID period. So with this shelter, we were able to rescue some girls to be able to move from their homes where they were facing abuse and find a safe space where they could stay whilst we were looking into other interventions. Okay. And some of the things that we do, we realize that some of these challenges, like even cases, if you look at cases of child marriage, they are very much linked to issues of household poverty. And as a way of supporting the young girls we work with, we have income generating projects that we do. So the girls that come to our shelters,
we send them back. Let me nip it there for a little bit. I see you are delving into matters of the heart. They are very important and very crucial. We unfortunately have to take a little short break, but please don't go away. We'd love to continue with this conversation. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we will take it further with our in-house guest, Ms. Juru, and our Skype guest, Ms. Beatrice Sarajge. Let's take a little break now.
Gripiti kana kuti measles chirwere chinotapuriranwa chomuchipfuwa chinokonzereswa neutachiwana we measles virus. Utachiwana we gripiti unoparadzirwa nemhepo kuburikidza nekuhetsurirwa kana kuti kutaura uri pedyo nemunhu ane gripiti. Vari panjodzi huru vanosanganisira madzimai akazvitakura uye vana vane makore ari pasi pemashanu. Zvitaridzo zvinosanganisira kupisa mwiri zvakanyanya, tumapundu twakatsvuka tunobuda pahuma tozopararira nemwiri wese, achikosoro kaomarara, dziwa, maziso anochururuka mvura ari matsvuku uye manyoka. Kana gwirikwiti rapfuriridza, rinogona kukonzeresa chirwere chenzeve, kuzvimba kweurozvi zvokonzeresa kurutsa uye kuvhunduka vhunduka, mabayo, manyoka uye chikosoro chakanyanya. Kana maona zviratidzo izvi, endesai mwana kuchipatara nekukasika. Mashoko aya mavaunzirwa ne Community Working Group on Health in partnership with Ministry of Health and Childcare, World Health Organization and UNICEF.
Welcome back. This is Live Talk, The Connection, live from Washington, D.C. For those that have just joined us, please note we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube as VOA Zimbabwe. Let's see if we can continue with our conversations here today. I still have our live in-guest, Miss Juru, here with me, and we still have via Skype from Europe in UK, Miss Beatrice Savage. Pataenda ku break. Changa tichinzwa misara jiva chitana ngura junja. Kawanda zavaru kuita nesanga norawo kumusha uko. Zuri kubatira lechitiki. Ndoda kuzoka kwa amuri Miss Juru. Imi muno shanda ni wana lechitiki wa skana. Wakawanda ku Afrika zvakanyanya uko. Zime zamuru kunonga nonga. Zamunoti icho nechocho nochocho. Ndoo zatago na kukunda kubatira nazo kushika pari nasi. Nde zipi.
Shono shuasiru kunyanya kuwa varira education. Kuti vana vasikana vakwanise kuwana the same education iri kupiwa mwana mukomana ikwanise kupiwa kumwana musikana uye tikunyanya kuvavarira futi kuti mwana musikana azive kuti ane kodzero yekuwana education yese yaanoda yakangofanana nemwana mukomana uye kuti anokwanisa kuwana basa rese raanokwanisa kuti a qualify kana a qualify.
So pamunenge muchifamba apa muchita basa renyu zvimhinga mpinyi zvamunosanganawo nazvo imimi sevanhu vari mubasa ndezvipi?
Ma problems atosangana nawo kunzwisisa kwevanhu zvatinenge tichivavarira zvacho kuti vanhu vakwanise kunzwisisa kuti tiri kuzama kuita sei nekuti chakanyanya chiri kunyanya kunetsa mumachechi umu sekutsanangura kwandamboita kuti mumachechi tiri kusangana nematambudziko ekuti mwana musikana ari kurodzwa ane makore madiki kuma12 years mwana musikana anenge achinzi ngaachiroorwa saka kana mwana musikana aroorwa ane 12 years which means kuti education wise anenge asisichapiwi kodzero yekuti aende kuchikoro ndo zviri kunyanya kunetsa izvo ndo zvatiri kuda kunyanya kuti tifokase mumachechi kuti tivadzidzise kana ndichiti machechi chandiri kunyanya kutaura mapostori handi muri kunzwisisa kumapostori kweduko mwana musikana anenge achinzi ngaaroorwe mwana musikana achitosvika 12 years anenge atopiwa murume kare kare apa mwana ane 12 years haana ruzivo rwakawanda nezvaanenge achinzi aite tichitaura considering marriage nekuti anga ari muchikoro ari kubvinzwa mumba.
Aiwa, tiri kupanzwa apo ngatimboibatai tichaidzokera zvakare iyoyoyo timbodzokera kuna Miss Beatrice Savage muchiripo here vanzadzi.
Ndanchida kungotsigira apa zvekutaura nemu sorry nemushamarara ari mustudio sorry nemunhu ari mustudio
tsigira izvenyu
realities that tiri kusangana nao in the work that we do and our role as civil society is to complement government efforts. Unfortunately we can only do so much because we are dependent on donor funding and some of the challenges that we are facing needs to be fixed at a macro level with the way our economy is going. We can go to communities and educate people. Then motozvidza kuti hatifani kurodza mwana ari 18 o vana vacho vasikana votoziva kuti hatifani kuroorwa tisati tapfuura makore 18 but because of household poverty yandambotaura yeye you find then and a lack of alternatives maparents haana mari yekubhadhara mari yefees mwana akangogara pamba then you find girls vaakungoroorwa o vaakungorodzwa so ndoma machallenges aripo kuti tiri kuenda tichiraise awareness and what not but as long as if things are not okay economically at a macro level, at household level, we will continue to face these challenges. And also she highlighted an issue about religion. Tine case izvozvi iri kutenderera muZimbabwe yaano kutenda waramba a 15-year-old girl who died whilst giving birth and we I think early late last year or early this year there's another 15-year-old girl Febi Munyafi who also died at a shrine whilst giving birth. So those are some of the practical challenges that we face when you go to the communities to do our work.
What do you think should be done in this modern day world to create a platform for conversation, for assistance, for collaboration within private sector, societies and governments to find a one way to do things and save the girl child?
Like I said, our work as non-governmental organizations is to complement. Kana munhu achikomplimenta uri kuya kuzotutsira pane zvinhu zvagadzirisa kudhara and I think like the government here is the duty bearer who supposed and is responsible actually for making sure that girls have access to education, the nation is fed. So, like, these challenges, like I mentioned, poverty is one of the key drivers of child marriage. So as long as poverty issues are not addressed at a government level, and there isn't enough investment that's being made towards a girl child in terms of even budgetary allocations to the Ministry of Gender, I think all the times when budgetary allocations, you find that the Ministry of Women's Affairs is the least funded, or the Ministry of Youth is the least funded. So until we make our priorities right, we will continue to face these challenges. So to answer your question, in summary, there is a need for enough investment by the government and prioritization of the ministries that I've talked about, Ministry of Health and Childcare, Ministry of Women's Affairs, Ministry of Youth.
Mm. Very interesting analogies there you give. Mavanzo eresha varukutaura vanzvadzi vangu vasa misavadyi varuku UK varukutsinirana nezvamuri kubva mukutaura panapa kuti mashandiro amunoita ne mashandiro ari pa ground especially kumusha uko zvinenge zvine kakunetsa netsa mukati. Ndinoda kuti ndidzoke kuti pane nyaya iri kunzvengwa nevanhu, ndoda kuzoikanda futi kuna Mr. Vajoko. Mwana mukomana ari kusara papi manyaya dzese idzi?
Mwana mukomana tisi kumusiya panyaya dzese idzi. Tiri kuti tiri kuinvolva vana vakomana nevana vasikana zvese. Asi patiri kunyanya kufokasa, tiri kuda kunyanya kudzidzisa rudzidziso kuvana vasikana, nekuti vana vasikana ndivo vari kunyanya kubatwa. Tingati vana vakomana havasi kupinda machild marriages. Ari kupinda, saka hatingati tiri kuvasiya vana vakomana, but ari kupinda machild marriages vana vasikana.
All right.
Saka ndivo patiri kunyanya kufokasa. Saka focus yedu iri pakuempower vanhukadzi. Tikaempower vana mai vevana vasikana, taempower nemwana musikana. Akuziva kodzero yake, nekuti mai vake vakaziva kodzero yemwana wavo, havazomanikidzi mwana wavo kuti aroorwe ane makore 12.
Aiwa, ndiri kuzvinzwa izvi. Ndofunga vari kuzvinzwa. Muri kuzvinzwa here misira vadye zviri kutaurwa munomu izvi? Ndinoda kuti ndinzwewo kwamuri kuti mwana mukomana uyo muri kumusiya papi munhoroondo iyi.
Maita basa. Mwana mukomana hatisi kumusiya, but maybe kuti vanhu vanzwisise kuti zuva iri reInternational Day of the Girl Child rakavambwa zvaita sei. I think earlier at the beginning of the show you gave interesting statistics that are really showing how girls are impacted by things like child marriage, female genital mutilation. And you see the statistics kuti ari kuratidza kuti the girl child ndiye ari kunyanya kuaffectwa. So and this day how it came into being, it was put in place so that we highlight and increase awareness on issues of gender inequality. So if you look at the statistics that you shared earlier, that Columbus Mavhunga shared in that documentary, and even the statistics that was given that were given by Ms. Makumbe, you can see that the girl child is heavily impacted. I grew up in a family, we are four in our family, three girls, one boy. I could see those inequalities within our home. Tana bere kwa share fees, it's my brother, I tend to put that in our fees space.
Oh.
These are the practical realities are ripple on the ground. And also, like evidence, what is the evidence saying? It's saying that the girl child is heavily impacted. The girl child is facing a lot of discrimination and violence. If you look at statistics of FGM,
ona izvinoita nguva manje misavadye, nguva yedu yaita jerasi, nguva dzedu ndodzakuswedera kumagumo chaiko. Ndokukumbirai kuti in a nutshell throw in a quick last remark. Those of Kumbiro, Madam Juruaites, please, in a few seconds.
My last remark would be like an ask to the government of Zimbabwe to prioritize resource allocation towards alleviating poverty in Zimbabwe, towards the Ministry of Human Affairs.
I have to cut it there, your last word, Madam Juru, in 10 seconds.
Okay, my last word is let's empower the girl child. Let's educate the girl child. Let's give all the opportunities that we give the boy child to the
and
girl child.
And I'll have to end it right there. It was a heated debate. It was a heated discussion. Thank you to all our guests and the callers and the viewers. Until we meet again next Tuesday, unfortunately, I have to say goodbye for tonight. That's a goodbye, Zimbabwe, right there. Thank you again.